I'm Patrick Scahill for Connecticut Public Radio. Connecticut's legislative session kicks off this week, and one item of discussion could be changes to the state's bottle bill. For the past several years, legislators have considered changing the law that charges consumers a 5-cent deposit on containers of beer, water, or soda. Consumers can get that money back, but only if they return the container. Which raises the question, if you don't, what happens to that unclaimed 5 cents? Well, since 2009, the state gets it. And it's a lot of nickels, about $33.5 million in fiscal year 2016. Now, that pile of money could get even bigger. In a proposed budget adjustment released Monday, Governor Daniel Malloy floated expanding the bottle bill to include wine and liquor. The idea came up during a gaggle with reporters.
We have heretofore previously excluded alcohol, by and large alcohol containers, with the exception of beer cans and bottles. We would apply it more broadly.
That would tack on a 25-cent deposit for a bottle of wine. The proposal also expands the 5-cent deposit to other beverages like fruit and energy drinks. All told, Malloy's office estimates a bottle bill expansion would net the state an additional $20 million in unclaimed consumer deposits. Any changes to the now nearly 40-year-old bottle bill, however, would have to go through the state legislature, which convenes Wednesday. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.